listening to Red Fades to Black with Gina and Jared.
Fades to Black, and that first band was Blueprint to a Downfall, and the MySpace for it is Blueprint to a Downfall Music, and they're from Manchester, right? Is that what that says?
Aye.
Manchester, I'm going to assume Manchester, England in UK, and the song's called A Shovel for Arch Stanton.
I don't know who the hell Arch Stanton is, but maybe you in the United Kingdom over there do, or in Manchester.
That is Shovel, right?
Yes, that is Shovel.
Sorry, Jared's writing.
A shovel for that guy, apparently.
A shovel for Arch Stanton. I don't know, maybe it's not even a guy. Arch is an object, too.
It could be as well. So if you, well, some of you may know what it is and think we're complete idiots.
Yeah.
And the rest of you may have no clue like us, and there you go. So, maybe it's somebody, like, really, like, important in culture and history, and we're just uneducated.
It's our education
did not serve us well at all.
Right.
No. So what should we talk about this episode?
I don't know.
It's actually been a little while since we actually recorded a show.
This is true.
We still get one out a week, but I had to put our beloved MacBook in because the case was cracking.
Yeah.
And they essentially gave me a whole new like keyboard and
which is awesome.
Trackpad and
because now the trackpad actually works.
And top of the case for like an inch crack. So yeah, Apple impressed me on that one, even though
and it would have
some
cost
people hate Apple.
His warranty.
Yeah, it would have cost $275 to get the work done. But because I paid that much for a warranty, it pretty much paid for itself. So I guess warranties aren't rip-offs for those of you looking into computing devices.
Computing devices,
yeah.
That could be a calculator.
It could be. Remember those calculators you used to buy in high school? You know, the TI 83 pluses that cost like $120?
Yeah.
You could play games on them and stuff.
They were crazy.
They were. I still have mine from high school.
I remember my friend Sarah put a whole bunch of games online. We used to play them during math class because we both sucked at math.
I had a crappy variation of like Super Mario Brothers on my calculator.
No, we had racing games, Pong, and something else, but I was fantastic at Pong. It was awesome. Racing games, Pong. Oh, and bowling. We had bowling. I don't even remember where she got them. She, like, knew a guy who knew a guy, and she downloaded stuff.
See, I knew a guy who knew a guy, too, and you could plug it in with a little connector cable and download the code from another calculator.
Yeah, that's what she did.
And some of you listening are like, what? Because, I don't know, technology's advanced, like, so quickly. Like, I was browsing the internet on my cell phone today.
That's been around for a while.
Yeah, but I could actually do it on a cell phone that wasn't designed for internet browsing, and it didn't look like a bunch of, like, jumbled letters and, like, nothingness. So you're, like, constipation sound.
Well, that was your sound that you just made. You're like, jumbled.
Jumbled. I was trying to get my thoughts unjumbled. But yeah, we have a lot of random stuff to talk about this week, and
Jared's wearing my shirt.
I'm wearing my shirt?
No, he's wearing my shirt.
I'm wearing her shirt and my underwear.
His shirt is my soccer shirt from when I was, like,
oh, that's metal right there, baby.
I don't know. 13.
Hardcore.
Yeah, just so you know.
All the death metal bands are going to go wear their
Jared
shirts.
Jared is wearing my shirt.
Well, come on. I got to keep it, you know, keep it hardcore.
Keep it soccer-like.
Keep it soccer-like, yes.
Okay.
Of course.
Well, since that was a stimulating conversation.
That was. We promised to come back after the next song with more stimulation.
No, we don't promise.
We hope.
It's just bad.
But look, it's got new casing on the computer. It's like a whole new world of Red Face of Black.
It is pretty awesome.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what else is awesome?
Music?
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to pick another band off our list.
Are you sure? This soon?
I don't know. Let's see.
Ba-da-bum-bum-bum.
I say we'll take this band here. Out of Toronto, Ohio. The name of the band is An American Horror Story.
Toronto, Ohio? Really?
You can check them out at myspace.com/... An American Horror Story.
Did you mean Toronto?
No, that's what it said on the site. Maybe they're from Canada and Ohio.
I was going to say, maybe they're from... Wait, does that say Toledo?
Can I read the...
Oh.
No.
Are you sure?
I don't know. Go to their MySpace page and find out if I'm idiot or not.
Because isn't Toronto in Ontario? No, Toronto is in Canada, a province in Canada. Never mind.
So you can go to their MySpace page and prove me an idiot.
Toronto is a city in Montreal. Is it Montreal?
No, Montreal is a city.
In Toronto?
No, Toronto's a city as well.
But is Toronto in Ontario?
Do they care?
Are you sure that this wasn't Ontario? Is Toronto in Ontario?
Maybe it is. I don't know. So, once again, it's up in that area of the United States.
I'm so bad with geography.
/ Canada. You can go check out their MySpace page. And the name of the song is You Mess With The Bulls, You Get The Horns, which, of course, is a reference to the crazy disciplinarian in that movie, The Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm sure glad that Gina is drawing on me.
I am.
While we're recording this programming here.
Here's a happy face.
Gina just drew what appears to look like an arrow.
It's a happy face.
But from my angle, it looks like
a happy face.
A mushroom or an inverted penis.
It's a happy.
I'm not really sure which.
It's a happy
face. So anyway, there's that band, An American Horror Story, from either Ontario or Ohio. My handwriting's terrible, so go to the MySpace page, check it out, and you can all make fun of me somewhere, somehow. And for some reason, Gina drew a star on my knee.
Yeah, I got a pen in my hand, so I'm on the drawing.
We have to take that pen away from you.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Should we tell them about that interesting ghetto party we went to?
Sure.
I guess it technically wasn't ghetto.
It wasn't ghetto. It was a bling party. What the hell just happened? Is this always like this?
Yes, my background changes every 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Okay, I just thought something broke.
No.
It was like a fake bling. One of my friends turned 24, so he had a 24-carat party, so we all had to come blinged out.
It was funny, especially for us, and the fact that it was a bunch of completely non-like hip-hop, what's the correct fashion term for like hip-hop style?
Oh.
I'd say like urban style.
We're a bunch of white kids.
Yes. We like rock
ridiculous
and roll.
Ridiculous white kids.
Probably a few emo kids there that people know.
Lots of emo kids, some metalheads, you know.
Some, what do you want to call the,
Completely no one there really ever listens to, like, rap, hardcore.
I'm sure there's at least one person that listened to Fish.
Yeah, but there's no one like that was hardcore like into rap or anything.
Well, what made this?
So that's what we played the entire night.
What made this party ironic was that it was a bunch of us, you know, the metalheads and emo, and all that stuff, right? Doing this, you know, hip hop, fake ice and bling party, in the middle of North Philadelphia. So that just added to the interestingness of it. Although I did like that one kid who had the giant spray painted like Toyota hubcap.
Oh, I thought
chain.
It looked like something you get out of like the movie 300 that people used to use as like a shield.
It was a hubcap.
That's
off a car.
I wasn't sure, and it just
it was
looked
a cheap
like
plastic hubcap.
Like...
This kid was wearing a hubcap around his neck.
It was awesome.
I thought it was a pretty quality event. Very creative party idea, actually.
Yeah, well, that's
so when you
smart.
Turn 24 out there, or if you are 24, or if you wish you had a party, do it. Gina and I went to the dollar store and bought fake bling.
It was fantastic.
Mine said, get money. No, not get money or die. Get rich,
get
or, die
rich
trying.
Or die trying. Mine said bling. I suck.
It was,
Mike said, I heart ice.
It was amusing. I pulled my pants down as low as they could possibly go and wore boots. It was,
I like to, stick this pen in Jared's hair just because it's funny. See, watch this. Ha ha!
It's
stuck in your hair.
I was trying to think of any other entertaining,
news?
No, outfits that happened at this party. It was kind of like one of those you-had-to-be-there things. And going into it, like, wow, it's a really great idea, and... I don't know.
Oh, just probably the girls in the booty shorts.
The booty short girls were good.
Yeah.
And, entertaining. And, I don't know. There was, like, a mix of, like, the hardcore, like, hip-hop looks, and then, like, the booty short kind of, like...
Yeah.
Look. But don't worry, we're not going, rap and hip-hop here on Red Face of Black. It was just funny seeing all these kids dressed up like that. And
it was like in a frat house, which made it all
It was in
like
a beat the hell frat house that looked like it was about to fall down. Yep. So, good times for all. And, yeah.
Right, so...
And apparently Gina shoved a pen in my hair. So now I don't even... What the hell? Like,
it's a pen in your hair. It's cool. Don't worry.
Does it mean my hair's getting too long?
No.
You able to, like, stick crap in it?
No, it's long when you can twirl it up and stick the pen in it and, like, make it stay.
So should we play another song, or should we keep talking?
We can play another song if you want.
Can we?
And then you can go on your rant about whatever you were telling me earlier.
Oh, speaking about hip-hop and stuff. And again, no, we're not going to talk about this the rest of the show. As I was coming up here to do the show today, I walked past a bunch of people on the street in downtown in Center City, Philadelphia. And there's a bunch of people crowded around, and it was a bunch of, like, breakdancers, you know, street
dancers. Oh, yeah, that story.
Right? And I get there at the point where they're collecting money, you know, because they're working hard to entertain people. And the guy announces that he's going to jump clear over about 7 or 8 bystanders. So he gets them all on the line. He has them bend over, so they're about half their usual height. And then after a bunch of, like, cheering people up and everything, and pumping people up,
he
clears
up.
A space.
Sucking him out, like.
He clears a space of about, like, that's not going to be good. Oh, no.
What is that?
Yeah, I don't know about my whole, oh, no. That was my,
We keep having to stop our shows in the middle of it, because, like, one time it, I think it was actually this last time, it stopped for no reason, so then we try and, like, fix it or, like, delete part of it from the, like, last show, like, to do the next show. It only deletes half of it, so then we keep running into it, and blah, blah, blah. So Jared, continue the story.
So instead of a string of curse words over the fact that our software glitched, I was like, oh, no. Because, you know, that was my initial thought.
Yeah, Jared.
I don't know what was going through my head. Maybe it was, like, some cartoon or something. But anyway, back to the guys in the streets of Philly. This guy clears an area about 5 feet behind the nearest person in the row of people he's going to jump over, which isn't a lot of distance. Runs at, like, full speed, jumps over them, clears them by at least a foot in the air above them, while doing, like, not a backflip, but, like, a twist cannonball in the air, and lands on his feet just short of the street on the other side. It is ridiculous. And this is on the streets of Philadelphia, randomly.
Yeah, this is what
on, like,
happens.
A Saturday afternoon. So, it was pretty ridiculous and pretty talented. And, I don't know. It was kind of ridiculous. People were taking pictures and stuff.
It was pretty awesome.
This guy, it lasted, pictures. Like, a millisecond, really, but...
How did you not take a picture?
I figured I wasn't
totally
going to be able to see.
Pictures.
But it was pretty sweet. And on that note, we're going to play another track for you.
Yep.
This next band is out of Big Spring, Texas. You can check them out at myspace.com/downthemachine, and that is also the name of the band, with the track Remember the Fallen. So that last band was, was Down the Machine out of Big Spring, Texas, with the track Remember the Fallen, which is actually, I believe, according to the band's MySpace page, a tribute to Dimebag Darrell.
Did you know
from Pantera
that Texas A&M, that college,
yeah,
cloned a cat in 2001?
Why? And
I was reading Trivial Pursuit today.
See, and everybody thought they were just a, at least I just thought they were being football school.
Oh, and did you know that my school is in Trivial Pursuit? Temple's in Trivial Pursuit. One of the things is in 2001, before what basketball games, what school gave out little owls for the entire thing or something, because, like, what? Temple's...
How does that make it into a question?
I don't know. I don't remember.
A game of intelligence.
Temple's mascot is an owl, and it said, like, Hooter the Owl something or whatever, and...
How do you know this?
I was like, Temple!
Were you on, like, Wikipedia?
I was reading Trivial Pursuit, like, the game.
Why?
We couldn't play because we didn't know any of the answers, so
when
we were
this?
Just... Today, we were walking around the house asking people if they knew.
Wow.
Well, there were, like, 7 people there, so we were just like, Do you know? How about you?
You know, more music fans prefer Wikipedia for their music finding than MySpace.
How do you prefer Wikipedia?
Because you can find out all the information.
Oh, well, yeah, definitely, but...
Sometimes too much information.
I thought you meant, like, looks, like, searching for it.
For some of those artists on, like, Wikipedia, they're like, damn it, these people, and they're, like, stalking me.
I know, it's kind of weird. I mean, some people, they're like, this person went to this school and graduated with 12 people in this class.
Why do you pop into, like, a Mike Birbiglia cracker voice? Every time you talk like that.
I don't know. Maybe I've been listening to Mike Birbiglia too much.
Mike Birbiglia.
This is preposterous.
Such a great comedian.
Such a white guy. new pen to draw with.
So Gina, as she draws me, told me in the last, like, minute or two of the show I should talk about this lawsuit I read about between Gibson Guitars and the companies that made Guitar Hero and Rock Band. Apparently, Gibson allowed these two companies to make these games with their guitars in them, and, of course, the guitar controller resembling, you know, a Gibson guitar. And then decided in 2008, which is this year, to...
Good job, Jared.
...to file a lawsuit regarding a patent in 1999 that Gibson Guitars took out, saying that any electronic simulation of musical performances should be owned by them to create.
Well, can't they...
Essentially saying that Gibson Guitar thought they were going to create video games and virtual reality music compositions.
If they already put it in that thing that said it was okay that they use it, can't they take it back? Can't they not take it back, I mean?
What do you mean, can't they not take what back?
Like, if Gibson Guitars was like, oh, it's cool, you can use our thing, our design for your Rock Band, Guitar Hero, blah, 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 can't they not, like, turn around and be like... Oh, we changed our minds. We're going to sue you now. Like, can't they not do that?
Well, they're not suing for the placement. That's what I originally thought when I read it. They're suing because they said in 1999 they got a patent that protects the right to ownership of musical performances that are simulated.
Well, then they should.
Which could be anything that's simulated,
well,
but I guess they didn't know
what
where.
What happened now? Like, what? Like, Guitar Hero 3 is out, and Rock Band's out.
They're actually putting Guitar Hero out on DS. Nintendo.
So, what happened to, like, the past 3 years or something when...
Well, they're gonna lose, but
Guitar
I mean...
Guitar Hero was, like...
It seems really stupid, and the companies that make the games... MTV even got sued somehow because they're involved with it. And they're just, you know, who cares about MTV,
lame.
But... It's kind of stupid that Gibson Guitar is one of the most respected guitar companies in the world.
This is when you talk really loud.
Is making a big deal out of complete bullshit, and... I don't know. That's like somebody waiting, like, 3 years to go, like, I'm mad at you.
Exactly.
Yes, I know. Thank you.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to wrap things up because it's that time again, and my rambling must come to an end.
Very true.
Thank you again for tuning in to another episode of Red Phase of Black.
I'm listening to Jerry ramble.
This last band we're going to play for you is from Northern New Jersey. You can check them out at myspace.com/onebrickdown with the track My Revenge, and it's listed as metal rock in Latin.
It's good. I like.
You'll see what we mean by that when you listen to it, so enjoy, and thank you for tuning in. We'll be right back.
Take your drink, I'll smash the alarm.